You're listening to Free It On Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are with branding expert Bruce Turkel. We've talked about how you build your brand. We're talking about curating your brand. And Bruce has a story he wants to relate. So, Bruce, you're up.
Well, I want to tell you a story about my buddy Bob Berkowitz. You know Bob. He runs Multivision, that great video production company here in town.
Sure.
So a lot of years ago, Bob is on an airplane. Bob always flew first class because he says he found business leads flying first class. Me, I never meet anyone. Bob always did. So he's flying first class, and he says he starts chatting to the guy next to him. Turns out to be Tom Monahan. Tom Monahan owns Domino's. My guess is Tom Monahan has his own planes now, but this was a number of years ago. And Bob says, oh my goodness, Domino's. I love Domino's. You make my favorite pizza. Tom Monahan says, no, we don't. Bob says, yeah, you do. I love Domino's. Tom Monahan says, no, we don't. There's a better pizza. There's a little Italian place up the street or a coal-fired place. There's somewhere you love. Now, in Bob's case, it probably is his favorite pizza, I have to say. But he says, no, we don't have the best because I'm not in the pizza business. Bob says, what are you talking about? You're not in the pizza business. Tom Monahan says, I'm not in the pizza business. Pizza is what I exchange for money. So Bob says, what business are you in? You're in the delivery business. Tom says, well, not really. That's not the business I'm in. Bob says, well, what business are you in? Tom Monahan says, I am in the... I invited the boys over to play cards. I didn't get any food, and my wife is pissed. Business. I'm in the, it's 6:30, I'm hungry, I didn't have time to cook dinner, business. I'm in the, we had a birthday party and my idiot cousin brought 18 people I wasn't expecting and I don't have enough food, business. Tom Monahan said, that's why our tagline is 30 minutes or it's free, because in more than 30 minutes, you can do something else. You can go to a different pizza place. You can cook something. You can get burgers or some, you know, Chinese food. He says, but in under 30 minutes, you cannot solve your food problem any other way but us. That's the business I'm in. So that's his authentic truth. That's why they offered it to you for free if they ever did not deliver within 30 minutes.
So what he's selling then is he's selling dependable convenience.
No, it's even better.
He's solving somebody's problem.
There you go. Bam. He's solving your problem.
Yes,
your wife is
it.
Mad at you. Your husband is mad at you. Your boyfriend, girlfriend, mother, father, your kids are screaming. What are you going to do? Call Domino's. He's solving your problem.
So it's all about the customer.
Exactly right. And in fact, you can see it. It's a textbook case. That's why Papa John's, when they made their brand, they said better ingredients, better pizza, because they realized that Domino's pizza didn't have to be great. What had to be great was the solving of the problem. That's the authentic truth. That's what you never violate. That's where the business is. That's where the profits are.
Well, Bruce, all I think we're really all about is profits, and I think that you're right. If people identify a problem, then they can solve it. The people will beat a path to their door to have their problem solved.
That's right. They used to say it's about a mousetrap, but how many of us have mouse problems? But we have other problems, and the person who solves it is the person whose product we buy. However, you have to look at the solving. It's not always the practical solving. Often it's the emotional solving. You can solve a problem lots of different ways, but what's the way that makes me feel good?
Well, what makes you feel good is usually the best solution. And, you know, the best solution is never easy to figure out. Once you do and you can meet the needs, then I think it's something really good. For instance, in business, I've noticed a market niche that I believe has been underserved. I've been building for the past 5 years relationships to do business there. Only in the last couple of weeks have those relationships paid off. And so I found that if I was consistent and I provided good service and I was easy to check out, that people could default to me and be my client. It makes them feel comfortable when they go online and see that the entire first two pages of Google is Jim Freed.
It's called social proof. The social media proves that it's like slamming that door and kicking that tire. It tells the consumer they can trust and count on you because you're true to your authentic self.
Yeah, in fact, if they do a survey of the social media, they'll see that I'm consistently who I am. Somebody who's thoughtful, caring, does good business in both the philanthropic and commercial real estate world.
I'm getting tears on my microphone, Jim.
Oh, my. Is it too deep here? We'll have to peel that back then. I don't want to be too deep today. But so, Bruce, somebody's curating their brand. Is there something that they should focus on, like your seven steps that you had for creating the brand? Is there like a follow-up group of ideas, your 1, 2, 3, where you talked about knowing who your brand messenger is the boss, employees have to work for the brand, and then never violate your core values? I guess it's hard to not violate your core values sometimes.
Well, that's what makes them core values, right? It's easy. It's easy to live with stuff when it's easy. The trick is to be able to demonstrate when things are tough. I spoke two weeks ago, at a conference for a company that manufactures software for what used to be called complaint departments. Now they're called customer service departments, but they used to be called complaint departments. And it dawned on me that the best time to make a loyal customer is when they're mad. Because that's when you prove that you don't violate your core values. That's when you prove that you care about the customer, because it's an emotional time. And if you can demonstrate in that emotional time that you are true to your word, your company will do what it takes, your company will make them happy, that's when you have an opportunity to really build customer loyalty.
Well, I can totally agree with that, because right then you're solving somebody's problem and, as you said, proving who you are. And I have a thing that I do. When I have a good customer service experience at the end, I always thank them and say that I hope that it was that our call was monitored for customer assurance purposes or whatever they say. And the people always really get a kick out of it. It's the best way to say thank you to somebody who's taken your BS for 15 or 20 minutes.
Well, the other thing to do is to ask the name of their supervisor and send the supervisor a note telling them how great they are.
Oh, well, I always ask the person their name, even though they don't sometimes necessarily do it, because I want to say that I'm having a conversation with a person, not somebody on the other end of the phone in a call center. Sometimes when they start solving my problem, but it takes a while, I say, go get a Diet Coke, I'll hold.
Yeah, showing that you're empathetic, you realize that your problem is not the worst thing in the world. And by the way, them helping you can be better. I'll tell you, I use that when I go to airports. I try to get in line, and I wait until I see someone berating the poor person behind the counter. Then I walk up after them, and then I'll say, boy, what a jerk. You really have to deal with these idiots? Don't they know you have no control over when the plane takes off? And then I listen to 5 minutes of them ranting. I know, just yesterday, someone did this and someone did that. And then a lot of the times, they slide me an upgrade after that. All I did was listen. All I did was empathize. I made it all about them, not all about me, like the person before me.
Wow, what a great tip. You know, while we're talking about airports and airlines, you just wrote a blog about luggage, which I really thought was terrific when you emphasized the lug in luggage. There's apparently this new stuff coming out. What's all that about, Bruce?
Well, you know, the companies want to take advantage of technology, and everybody wants to sell technology. And I'm a total tech geek. I like every bit of technology. I want everything Apple makes. But the new luggage they're creating now has all kinds of technological things built in. They have scales built in. They have GPS tracking built in. They have locks you can control with your smartphone. All this kind of stuff, which, you know what, it sounds fun and it sounds sexy. But here's the key in my mind. The best way to travel is light. The less weight, the happier you are. I believe there's only two kinds of luggage, carry on and lost. And the way you don't lose it is by keeping it with you at all times. So I take as little as possible. I want it to be as light as possible. And I don't want all that stuff.
Wow. So, you know, that's great for packing. But how, you know, let's get back to building our brand for a minute. We've only got a couple minutes left. Maybe some people have turned in early. I think it would be important to talk about the 3 points that you mentioned about making sure that once you have the brand, to make sure that you consistently deliver it, how you consistently deliver it, and what you do to make sure that your team's on board as well. I think you started with first is to know, the firm should know their own authentic truth. I guess that's who they are.
Yeah, but you know what? I guarantee you most don't. Walk around your office. Ask people, hey, what do we stand for? And you tell me how many of the people in your office can sing the same tune. I don't mean use the same words. They can say it in their own words. But if they go, oh, you know, like we do good work and we have good prices and customer service and, oh, I don't know. That's what you're going to hear. They're not going to say bang, bang, bang.
Well, they don't even think about it usually. They're too busy trying to make a phone call.
It's not their job to think about it. It's their job to be informed about it and then figure out how that works with who they are.
Well, Bruce, we've had a great thing here today talking about building your brand, maintaining your brand. If people want to find out about you, get on your blog list, learn more about what you're saying every day, because I get that blog. It's terrific. How do they find you? How do they sign up for that blog?
Very easy. If they want to sign up for the blog, just go to my name, BruceTurkell.com. You go to my website. It says blog on the top. Click on it, and it says sign up, and you can put your name in. Or you can send me your address. In that case, I will actually send you the blog. And to do that, my email address is my first initial, last name, B Turkell, T-U-R-K-E-L, at TurkellBrands, B-R-A-N-D-S.com.
Bruce, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. It's always great to have your energy and ideas on our show. I look forward to having you back again real soon. And again, thanks so much for talking today about building your brand and maintaining it.
It's always a treat. I love being here. Your energy is just infectious. Thank you.
You're the best.